Hello, everybody, and welcome to our first training call for Speak to Engage Mentoring and Mastery. Today, I want to talk about how to make the most of this program and how to make a return on your investment. So this is not specifically a speaking topic, but it is something that is on the minds of a lot of us when we sign up for a new program, how to really squeeze the juice out of the program, as my coach likes to say, and to really get the most out of the program. And then also when you've made an investment of time and money, sometimes you are wondering how you're going to make back your investment. So I like to talk about that a little bit as well. Now that you've settled in a little bit to the program and hopefully you've poked around the Speak to Engage Mentoring and Mastery private web pages, let's talk about how to make the most of your membership first, and then we will talk about return on your investment after this first section. So the first thing I want to discuss is setting a clear intention for this program so that you actually know what your goals are and what you're working toward. And I'm going to be sending out a visioning activity soon for you. And for those of you who were at the Shake It Up retreat, you also created a plan on the last day that can help you also determine where you want to go through the course of this program over the next 6 to 9 months. What are your goals for your speaking? How are you going to use your speaking to grow your business or to build your community? And how do you see yourself getting there? So having a clear intention for the program is really the first step to making the most out of it. If you know what you want out of the program, you're more likely to be able to get there. The second thing I want to share, and this is just very practical, and that is once you're added to the Mentoring and Mastery Facebook group, go to the top of the page where it says notifications, click notifications, and select all posts. And that way you won't miss anything that is posted in the group by your fellow members. What happens if you don't select that? You'll only get notifications when I post something. And then there's another option that says friends. I think it says friends only or something like that. And then you'll only get notifications when somebody who is also a Facebook friend post something. So if you're not connected to other people in the group and you have friends only selected, you won't see their posts either. So this is the way to actually be able to participate in the group. When somebody posts a question or a comment or a link, you'll actually know that somebody has posted and you can get over into the Facebook group and participate. The third thing about making the most of the program is to get some speaking engagements on your calendar. It's really important that you make a lot of opportunities to practice what you're learning. And we all know that implementation can be the hardest part of learning, right? It's fun to learn and read and listen and take classes and fill our brain with all kinds of new, exciting kinds of knowledge and content. But then ultimately, if we don't apply it, nothing happens. We don't grow. We don't actually change. We don't use the learning and grow from it. So I want to encourage you to make opportunities to speak, whether you can throw together a lunch and learn at your workplace, maybe you do a quick 30-minute teleseminar on a topic that you're very well versed in, or webinar, do a 30-second introduction at your next networking group meeting. Anything to get yourself in front of people, and anything that you can do to practice your skills. And the reason I created this program as a 9-month program, some people said, oh my God, 9 months, you know, are you sure people are going to want to sign up for that? Well, the reason I made it 9 months is because we don't always have a speaking engagement, you know, every week or even every month. So I wanted to give everybody in this group the opportunity to take that time, you know, take the full 9 months and really work on a couple of presentations. Maybe you have 3 in that 9-month period, or maybe you don't have any yet and you need to put some on your calendar. But I really wanted to give people the time to work on a couple of different projects, but also being realistic about our busy lives and how we have a lot of other things going on in our work besides just speaking, that you may only have a couple of presentations over the course of this 9 months to really focus your energy on. Okay, so get some speaking engagements on your calendar. The fourth way to make the most of this program is to ask for help. And that is specifically one of the best uses of the Facebook group. If you have a presentation coming up, something is worrying you, or you need some support, or you need some suggestions, the Facebook group is the place to ask. So take advantage of your fellow members' expertise and experience, and mine as well, because I'm, you know, you post something, I will come in and answer it. Use our expertise and experience to get the help you need. And then on the flip side of that, number five, is to answer other people's questions. Maybe you're the one with the expertise on someone's question. Don't be shy. Come into the group, share your suggestions, share your advice. We all have something to teach and we all have something to learn. And that's what this group is for. It's really for building community. And that's how we're going to build community, is by sharing the things, you know, sharing the good news, the celebrations, the things that we're worried and concerned about, all that stuff that comes up when we're putting ourselves out there and making ourselves vulnerable in the world as speakers. Number six is to participate. And that means go into the Facebook group. That means, you know, the thing about that's great about this program is that everything is available to you 24/7. This is available to you at your convenience. So you can throw up a video into the Facebook group for people to watch. You can post a PowerPoint in the files and ask people to look at it. You can, ideally, you'll get on some live calls with the rest of the group, because we have one call a month that is live, and hopefully you'll participate in that and share what's happening with you and check in and let us know what you're working on and what you need help with. So the more you participate, and I know we've all heard this before, that what you get out of it, what you put into it, right? And so do your best to show up in the group, show up on the calls, and participate as much as you can. Ask for help and give help. And then number six is to make use of the resources. We have a private member site, and there are files and content of all kinds posted there. There are currently handouts, audios, videos, articles, webinars, and there will be more coming. So I haven't posted everything there yet that I plan on posting. So there will be more things coming, but you'll find your bonuses there. You'll find links to how to get your laser coaching. You'll find the link to where you can take your StrengthsFinder assessment that you and I will then discuss. So go in and make use of the resources. Read them, consume them, watch them, and get as much as you can from what's offered. Again, squeeze the juice. I just love that expression so much. Hopefully I won't wear it out when we talk in this group. And number seven in terms of how to make the most of this group, put the live calls on your calendar and commit to participating. I was very conscious in creating a program that only required very limited live participation all at the same time, because I know that we are all busy, we're traveling, we have families, we have so many things going on, and I did not want to ask people to show up live to things every week or make it really complicated for people. So we have one date a month that we will be meeting live on the phone. And so please put that on your calendar and make a commitment that you will be there. Now, some of our dates might change, but you'll get a heads up on when to expect, you know, any changes. And because we're still a fairly small group, we can actually agree on time changes if we need to. So if, you know, 3/4 of the group can't come on a certain date, we can always adjust. But do put these dates on your calendar and plan to come and plan to interact with me and your fellow group members in our live calls. So those are the seven tips that I have for you for making the most out of this program. And And then I want to talk a little bit, I want to go a little bit more in depth about how to really, how you can make back your investment in this program. What you learn in this program can grow your business, and how you start using your speaking now can help you earn back your investment in this program. Now, I understand that not everyone in the group is an entrepreneur, and not everybody has programs, products, or services to sell, okay? But everybody can find ways to use speaking to build your client base, your customers, your donors, your partners, your volunteers, your mailing list, and other aspects of your business or organization. And the more you build those things, the more likely you are to bring in more cashola, whether it's people buying things from you, people joining your membership program if you're a nonprofit, people donating to your organization if you're a nonprofit. So let's talk about how speaking will do that for you. And perhaps this will also inspire you to get more speaking engagements on your calendar, as I just talked about previously, when you see how many creative ways there are to reach your prospects and your stakeholders through speaking, you might actually get a little excited and be inspired to go find some ways to get out in front of people. Okay, so I have a baker's dozen here for you, okay? A baker's dozen of ideas for how to get a return on your investment. So first of all, you need to know and remember that speaking builds the know, like, and trust factor about you and your business. And for most of us, you know, you've probably heard this before, but people don't give money, people don't buy things from companies. They give money and buy things, give money to and buy things from individuals. And in our world especially, because we are mostly small business service providers, nonprofit professionals, we are not giant corporations like Coca-Cola, where people don't have to have a personal connection to Coca-Cola. In our line of work, in the work that most of us are doing as entrepreneurs and professionals, that personal connection is required. And nothing is better than connecting with your prospects in person and giving them an opportunity to get to know you. Speaking allows you to build rapport like no other kind of marketing. So I want you to think about how you're going to use your speaking to build the know, like, and trust factor. And again, some of us are entrepreneurs, some of us are professionals, some of us are in the nonprofit world, some are in the for-profit world. Just know that the words that I'm using, clients, prospects, customers, those kinds of words, they refer to all of the stakeholders that are potentially going to be involved in your organization or company, okay? So number one, you want to use your speaking to build authority, to build reputation, to build credibility, and to build visibility. And when you do that, you draw more customers, clients, and people to you who want to give you money. Number two, speaking allows you to grow your network. When you make yourself visible in the community, you'll automatically grow your network. Now, network doesn't necessarily mean people who are going to give you money, but network means these are people who are going to share what you do with other people. They're going to talk about you. They're going to share your posts on social media. They're going to talk about you. So building a network through speaking is a really critical part of growing your business. And number three, with a network comes referrals. And you have to ask for referrals, okay? So look at how you can ask audience members at your speaking engagements to refer you to additional groups who can bring you in as an expert. Now, you've probably seen these forms at events or conferences or speaking engagements that you've attended. Sometimes the speaker actually puts out a form and says, who do you know that could benefit from my presentation or from my training? Okay, so that's one way to do it. You can actually give people in your audience a form and invite them to think of other organizations that they know where you would be a good fit. Also, you can just make the suggestion verbally to your audience. If you know anybody else who this topic would really benefit, please talk to me afterward. You know, give me the name of somebody that you know, and I will connect with them. So the key about referrals is that you have to ask for them. Yes, it's lovely when people like you so much and get so much out of your work that they share you. But most of the time, people aren't thinking about it. They aren't walking around all day long thinking, man, I really enjoyed Lisa's presentation so much last week. Who can I tell about her? You know, you have to remind people. You have to ask people, okay? Number four is also about referrals, but this is about asking for referrals from your network to your speaking engagements. So when you know you have a speaking engagement coming up that's open to the public, so whatever it is, whether it's something at the Rotary or something at an organization like NABO or some other local networking type of group or some other kind of event that's open to the public, when you know that you're going to be doing that, ask your community and ask your network to send people your way. Ask your community and your network to share the event and share it with people who need you. Share it with people who would benefit from hearing what you have to offer. Now, number five, moving on from the network and the referrals, number five is to influence and inspire participation from your prospects, clients, members, volunteers, etc. As a speaker, you have the power to influence people. You have the power to change attitudes, to change beliefs, and change behaviors. You have the power to literally transform people's lives. You have the power to change the world, one person or one group at a time. So remember that when you are out there as a speaker, you are creating change. You are making a difference in the world. And making that difference in the world, again, inspires people, influences people, and encourages people to seek you out and talk about you and share with people they know. Number six, a really great thing about speaking and getting in front of audiences in person is that speaking allows you to personally answer questions and to ease the fears and concerns of your prospects or of your clients. When people are able to ease their discomfort by hearing what you have to say, by getting some relief from the things that they're, you know, the relief from their problems, they're more likely to trust you and they're more likely to buy from you or take advantage of what you offer. So remember that, you know, you're offering solutions. You're offering solutions to people's problems. And no matter what you do, no matter what you do in the world, you're doing that. Even if you're in nonprofits, you're offering solutions to people's problems and you are selling something. And I learned this myself from spending 16 years in nonprofits. I am always selling something, whether I'm a for-profit business or a nonprofit business. Number seven is to ask what your clients, prospects, and members and stakeholders want from you. What do they want to learn? How can you solve their exact problem with your exact solution? When you know that, you are able to offer people exactly what they need when they need it. And when you're able to do that, again, people want to give you money. People will pay money for you to solve their problems, right? We all pay money for people to solve our problems. So when you find out what your prospects actually want, then you can give them what they want. And then number eight, after you've asked them what they want and after you've given them what they want, ask them what they want next. Because there's always a next step, right? There's always something new. When you solve one problem, there's almost always another problem that comes with it, right? It could be as simple as, you know, you lost weight because you had a weight loss coach and you've lost weight and now you have no idea how to shop for your new body. So maybe what would work great for you would be a connection I'm blanking on the name of those people who help you shop, a personal shopper or an image consultant. Yeah. So think about now that they've learned something from you, what's the next step? Is there a further problem to be solved? Is there another level of education or training that they need and want? And give them that. So you can continue going this way. You can continue educating and solving problems for your clients and your customers and your stakeholders at the next level and at the next level. Number 8 is that as a speaker, you are building confidence in your prospects and clients. Speaking allows you to demonstrate your expertise in a way that builds confidence in your prospects and clients. So when you're out in the world demonstrating your authority, your knowledge, your expertise, you are the person who stands out in your field. You are the person who stands out in your industry, and you are the person that they'll turn to when they need their problem solved. So look at your speaking and your presenting as a way to build confidence in the people who are eventually going to need their problem solved. And they're going to build that confidence in you because they've already seen you in action, which for people who are sitting behind their computers all the time, or who put ads in, you know, The Independent, but you never see them, those people are not making that personal connection and building confidence in the people who might need their problem solved. Number 10, speaking, of course, will help you generate leads for additional programs or products. So speaking is a great starting point for people to get to know you, as I've talked about, and then actually asking for emails and contact information will allow you to build a list of prospective future clients, customers, and members. And this creates warm leads for whatever your next offer might be. So always think of your speaking as a way to generate leads. And when I say warm leads, that means these are people who've already seen you in action. They already know a little bit about you. They have a sense of you. They have a feel for who you are as a person. And they're much more likely to do business with you when they already have that sense of who you are and you're not just somebody cold calling them or handing them a card at a networking event and saying, hey, do you need this service, right? So think about how your speaking is going to generate leads for additional programs or products and actually make an effort to capture those leads by asking for people's email addresses and contact information if you're not already doing that. Number 11 is to consider doing joint ventures with other people who are in your market or other people who have complementary organizations and businesses. How can you get in front of other groups who are a good fit for what you have to offer? And at the same time, share the offerings of a colleague with your group. It's a win-win situation when you combine forces and share both of your contacts for one particular live or virtual event. And this is something that I do a lot virtually. I will have a particular program that I'm going to offer. Maybe it's a free call. You know, let's say it's a free teleseminar on a topic and I'm going to make an offer into another program. I will ask people who are fellow coaches, fellow consultants, and who have a community who is a pretty good fit with me, who probably could also use my services at some point, I will ask those people to share with their networks. And I will give them blurbs. I'll give them stuff to put out on social media. I'll give them something to put in their newsletter if they're willing. And then we reciprocate. And so the next time that person has a program coming up, I will share it with my people. And sometimes it's actually something like a joint interview. And I've done this before as well, where I'll bring in somebody who I think my people can benefit from, say, for example, I've brought in somebody to my previous program, the Audience Avenger Alliance, I brought in somebody who was an expert in networking. And so they were able to benefit from his expertise. So my people were able to benefit from his expertise. But he also shared the interview with his own mailing list. And so I got new people from his list exposed to me and to my Audience Avenger Alliance program. So think about how you can do joint ventures where you share your community with another person's community or another organization or another business, and you bring people together in a way that they can benefit from both of you. Number 12 is to add webinars and teleseminars to your mix. And you know by now that one of the bonuses in our program was the four-week webinar program, how to put together your first webinar. And webinars are such a great way to introduce people to what you're offer, to what you offer. And this goes back to generating warm leads to build your list or to offer a next step to those who join you for one of these kinds of programs, because you can very easily put together a free teleseminar or a free webinar. You can promote it for a couple weeks, build a lot of warm leads, build your list, and then either you can offer them a next step from that webinar, or they can just be added to your list, and later you offer them some other things, whatever it is, different membership levels, different programs, different services, okay? And you don't need to be in front of a live audience to do this. So for those of you who aren't yet doing virtual trainings, webinars and teleseminars are so easy and super effective, and you don't have to go anywhere, which is my favorite thing. My favorite thing, I don't even have to get dressed, okay? So if you're not doing them, consider adding them to your mix. Just another way to bring people to you, to expose people to what you have to offer, and develop more of the know, like, and trust factor, okay? Number 13, Baker's Dozen. Now I'm going to go back to the beginning about getting speaking opportunities on your calendar, because you know, I know that was one of the first things I mentioned on this call, and probably some of you are wondering, how exactly do I do that? How exactly do I get speaking engagements? Well, this is what your network and your community are for. So it's a bit of a circle, right? You build your network and your community, then you use these contacts to help yourself get speaking engagements, and then the next time you get speaking engagements, you add more people to your network. So it's an ongoing process. You're constantly building this network and this community. Mine your contacts. Who do you know in your network? Who do you know in your community who needs a speaker? Who do you know that needs the particular unique perspective and approach that you have? What organizations are you already part of where you can offer your topic to the group? Are you in a networking group of some sort? Can you offer your topic as one of their lunch or breakfast presentations? Who have you already worked with who could make a referral? Have you done some sort of a training or a speaking engagement for some organization in town? Can they refer you to somebody else? Those who already know, like, and trust you are going to be happy to share you with their networks. But as I said before about referrals, you have to ask. So this is your opportunity to go through all of your contacts. And I do this on a regular basis. I go through, I look at my old clients, my old corporate training clients. I go through my old individual clients, and I get in touch with people. And sometimes I'll say, is there something new that you're looking for? You know, where are you right now in your speaking? How can I help you with whatever next step you need? Sometimes it's a personal contact like that. And sometimes it's going back to an organization that I did training for and saying, do you know anybody else in your field who could benefit from this? So mine your contacts. Find people who already know, like, and trust you who can refer you to other speaking engagements. Okay, so that's our Baker's Dozen, and I will also share this just as a simple list, as a simple document list that you can look at. And I hope this list has triggered some ideas for you in how to use your speaking to grow your network, your list, your business, or your organization, and to make back your investment in the program. Because all of the things that I talked about on this list are opportunities for you to generate leads, make connections, build a network, and find the people who are ultimately going to give you or your organization money to solve their problem, to make their life better in some way. So that's it for this call today. Please post any questions or comments in the Facebook group, and I will respond there. And I will see you next time on our next call. All right? Take care.